Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I want to talk about dating for a second. The dating scene is rapidly evolving, isn't it? The goalposts just keep on moving and changing and going upside down, especially when you throw in online dating and app options. This morning, I'm joined by a young woman who is, quite frankly, sick of the way it's all going and thinks that we need to rethink the way dating culture has come to this point. It's our old pal from the Kingdom of Kerry, Aidan O'Connell. It's great to have you back in studio. How's it going?
Hi, Jen. It's great to be back.
Before we get into the whole dating thing, You were our Kerry correspondent, yes, talking all things down there at Munster, but you moved back to Dublin.
Yeah, worst Munster correspondent of
yes,
all time.
Yes, it's not going to work anymore. But why did you move to Dublin? Did you get an opportunity? Did you need more things happening?
I'm just going to trauma dump now in the nation.
Go on.
But I became single for the first time in 6 years. A lot of upheaval in a small space of time.
Yeah.
I was living at home. I'd been there since the pandemic. A lot of my friends, I'm 29 now. Everyone's kind of at that age where you're going down one path or the other. It's either like get married or keep having the crack. A lot of my friends at home, I love them all and I love you all, but they're all getting married. They're
boring.
All getting married, having babies, getting dogs, and I'm certainly not on that path anymore.
No, because you've come out of a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
And let's be honest with you, is it harder to date in rural Ireland because of, well, just population and numbers and logistics and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot harder. You hear a lot of people say there's no one around.
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer. The pool isn't as big.
Yeah.
Which can be a negative and it can be a positive too, I suppose, because I think up here maybe there's a bit too much choice, but it's a lot harder. You don't have as many outlets. Like, you go on the apps. You've probably been to primary school, secondary school at most of them.
Yeah.
You probably shifted them at one point
You've
and it didn't
them.
Work out.
Yeah.
So it is a lot harder. And then I suppose, look, I thought the best thing for me would be to get out of home again, and I was kind of itching to get back into the city again, and just like I was like, look, I'm not dead yet, but I am getting older, so I was like, I don't have that much time to go out and like spread my wings.
Sure.
But I did move up to Dublin in the thought that two of my roommates would be single, and they were at the time, and now they both have long term boyfriends.
Oh my god, so, the absolute cheek.
The cheek of them.
The absolute cheek. Let's talk about, because you're back in the dating scene after being in a long term relationship. Where was it, a shock to the system?
Yeah, it was. I had used Tinder slightly when I was in college. So that would have been like 2012, 2013. That had just, I suppose that was the start of the dating app scene.
Yeah.
So I was a bit apprehensive. I didn't really know. But one of the biggest pieces of advice I got when I first came single was like, just go on the apps. Just go on the apps, get you into it. Doesn't matter what happens. It's just, you probably have a mental block. Like, I'd been going out with someone that I'd known for years, you know. So I was absolutely terrified that I went on the apps. Now, they're great, right? But I just think they're the most frustrating tool of all time. Like, they're supposed to make dating easier, but from what I have seen and what when I talk with friends and, you know, you see a lot of chat about it online now, they are the pits of hell.
Okay.
At times.
Okay.
Yeah.
To put it mildly. Well, we talk about this, but this is the reality of it. You know what I mean? And I do find that people who are single, it does take a toll on their mental health. They become so disillusioned with relationships because of the apps. But it's and that's quite a negative space to be in.
Yeah, because you feel like you want to give up.
Yeah.
And then there's these two girls on TikTok at the minute, and I was trying to look for them last night because they always come up on my For You page, but I think maybe if people are listening at home, they might have come across them. There's this one lady in particular, and she's very open about the dates that she goes on, and like she can get to like the third or fourth date and think that it's going so well, and then all of a sudden she'll be ghosted or something will happen, and she's very open about how hard it is. And then it's also quite bittersweet because she has so much hope and she keeps going, and it puts people off, I think, trying to put themselves out there. And I think as well, what's happened, I think, with society as a whole, because we've become so dependent on online dating and everything to do, anything online, actually organic connections, we find it very, very hard to make and to sustain. It's actually making the connection is probably the easiest thing on the app, but it's actually building from maintaining that it is so, so hard.
That's really interesting you said that, the organic connection, because that's a skill we mm-hmm. learn. It's like speaking in public or small talk or, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's something that we become better at the more that we do it.
Yeah.
But if we just focus on the apps and we're not doing that in our day-to-day lives, you know, we become very rusty at connecting with people organically and probably miss signs and don't put ourselves out there, which is important to do. Now, your big point on the whole dating scene, which I found hilarious, and we never really talk about this aspect, is you say dating has become not just harder, more exhausting, but just boring.
Yeah. So this was my biggest gripe, right? And I know there's going to be two sides to this story. Some people will love this. I personally hated it. So the first two dates that I went on when I first hit the dating scene mm-hmm. were walk and coffee dates. Because if you go on Hinge, especially in Dublin, and you swipe through every single man on Hinge, they'll be like, what's your idea of the perfect weekend? And every single one of them will say, coffee and a walk, coffee and a hike, coffee and a walk. I'm like, oh my God, obviously they have no money because they're spending it all on coffee. And I was like, what else do they do with their lives? Because that's all they seem to do. So I was brought on these two dates. One of them, it was like I was being walked like a dog. I say I walked every park in Dublin. And then if I walk for too long, I lose concentration. And I couldn't keep up with the conversation.
Yeah.
And at one point I turned around to him and I was like, I feel like a dog. And he was like, I'm actually allergic. And I was like, well, that's sums
that's
up
the end
this
of that.
Then the other one was like a hike. And he didn't tell me it was like a hike. So I had come from a work event and I was wearing a skirt and like really nice runners. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is happening here? And I was just like, why don't men want to go to the pub anymore?
Yeah.
I was like, and I don't want to be brought out in a session. Like, I don't want to get absolutely pissed. But I was like, I just find coffee and walk dates remind me of like work meetings.
Yeah.
And it's just got a little bit more boring.
Sterile.
I think maybe people, someone made a very good point to me about the coffee and a date thing, that I think maybe men are afraid to say, you know, let's go to the pub or let's go for a drink. Not that they'll offend anyone. And I know that there are people who don't drink and obviously coffee and date will be what they want to do. But for, you know, people who, like me, who just want to go to a nice pub, have a good chat, I think maybe they're a little bit afraid. I think people are kind of getting afraid of what they can do and what they can say and what they can bring up in dates.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, I couldn't take it. I thought, I was like, if I'm brought out in another walking coffee date, I'll scream.
So there's no crack.
There's no crack.
There's just no crack.
Just no crack. I went down one blind date, right, and that was good crack. Didn't end very well, but it was great crack. And I'd say if anyone wants to go on a blind date, go on a blind date.
Okay. Okay. So if you were in charge, what dating rules would you set for us all going forward? Well, not me because I'm married, but you know what I mean. People going forward, dating. What do you think?
I'll get my notes up now for this. I was thinking about this. Number one. Try and lessen our dependence on apps. And that's something I've done. I've kind of let go of them because they were making me so frustrated. And not that I was getting upset, but it's just frustrating. And then the more I talk to friends, I was just like, it's not going to end well. You know, mm-hmm. And you hear amazing stories, but I think try and lessen our dependence and try and seek out those organic connections.
Good point.
Whether that's going like joining a club, like a running club. I was talking to someone this morning about like running clubs. They're hearing lots of stories about people meeting through that because it's obviously common interests. Just going out more, like going out with friends. Doesn't mean to have to be nights out, but trying to get used to being social in person again. And then another one, I say 1 week, I have friends of mine who say 3 days. So if you are chatting to someone online, mm-hmm. if it goes beyond a week, you're pen pals. Like it's not, if they're not talking about like meeting up, then just cart them.
Okay.
And then some people will say 3 days. So okay. It just depends on your vibe, but don't go beyond a week.
Okay.
If the person, this is the big thing. If the person isn't conversing with you or asking you questions, cart them. This is another thing I noticed as well. Like, so a fellow will match with you, and I suppose girls can do too. They'll just be like, well, how are you? And then you'll be like, yeah, great. What you do? And then they'll just be like, an accountant, and say nothing else. And I'm like, then what was the point? I know people are bad texters, but like, you know,
cop on.
And don't just match with people to match with people. This is another thing I've noticed too. People are just matching and they're not making any effort to make a conversation. So was it just kind of a confidence boost thing? But
yeah.
Don't do that either.
Okay.
Be honest about what you're looking for from the offset. It hasn't happened to me yet, but it's happened to friends of mine and actually happened to male friends a lot who will be 6 or 7 dates in. It'll be going really well. They'll be chatting lots. And then the other person will turn around and be like, I'm actually not looking for anything serious. That should have been said from the offset because then you've led the person on. Mm-hmm. And I know like maybe 6 years in, you are kind of thinking, okay, maybe it's not going to work between us. But like, be honest about that too. Say it's not.
Listen, I think we're at a stage now. I would take that over being ghosted.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? At least, you know, just don't ghost people. It is so, it's such a horrible thing to do to someone.
And it's for men too. And men actually find it, because these were male friends of mine and they said like it just, they're becoming exhausted with it too. So it's not just females.
No, it's across the board. Somebody just texts in, Jen, online dating is horrible. I'm a lovely lady in my 40s, previously married. Where do you meet a nice guy? So let me ask you, in the advice department, firstly, what do you say to people like yourself who've come out of a long-term relationship? Is a gap needed, would you say?
Yes, 100%. I wouldn't. Looking back, those first few dates I went on, they were good for me confidence-wise because I hadn't done online dating. So I didn't know if I had it in me. I also didn't know if I had Riz anymore. Like I didn't know if I had the bit of flirt to me because, you know, I was so solid for so long. So it was good that way. But I do think if you're after getting out of a long-term relationship, take a break. Like you have to get to know yourself. You're a different person than what you were when you went into that relationship in the first place. Take a bit of time. That's what I'm doing at the minute. And then maybe slowly make your way back into the dating scene.
Okay.
Don't go into the apps like straight away or depend on them for everything because it won't work. So I was kind of doing a bit of research myself and there's a lot of places you can go to now that are doing kind of singles events and speed dating. In Dublin, there's one called Your Friend, My Friend.
Okay.
They're very active and they do a load of different events. And I think that's a really, really good way. Speed dating is actually very smart because again, it gets that social connection going. It gets you better used to meeting people. And then there's a new app which I had to try out for an article I was writing recently and it's called Time Left. This isn't romantic dating. Now, romances can come from it, but it's another kind of dating app. But you put in a questionnaire and it matches you up with five other people and you go for dinner. And it's just a conversation with friends.
Okay.
And it's actually really, really fun. And what I found, and from chatting to people who were using it too, it was to get them more used to being out and about and meeting people face to face. Because I think we've become so, so dependent on these social media apps that we just kind of, we actually forget that we don't actually know how to interact anymore. And so I would advise that. And then have a bit of crack. Don't put yourself under so much pressure. Like, get to be okay on your own. And I know that's really frustrating. People do say that, but it's only something I'm learning now, like learning to be on your own, to be happy on your own. And then someone will obviously come into your life. But like taking the pressure off yourself a little bit, have a little bit of fun. Don't put all your eggs in one basket straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And that pressure that we put ourselves under, I think, to meet people and to find love. And then when it doesn't work out, we become so upset. And I just think it's just taking the reins off, being a lot easier on yourself.
I love the sound of that group dinner and just going out and having crack. That sounds like a great idea. People are texting and saying, totally agree with everything Adrian is saying. Did I hear you enlisted the service of a psychic on your dating issues? Like, were you having a bit of a melt there? What was going on?
So some people would say she needs therapy, but I was like, I'm going to go to a psychic. So I went to a psychic at the start.
Did you?
Now, she knew everything about me. She was brilliant. But she did turn around to me and she said, you will never find any love on dating apps. You won't have any luck with them. So she was like, stay away from them. And she was like, also stay away from men this year because they're only a distraction. And I agree.
I love it. So you're taking a little break.
I'm taking a break.
Okay. And does that feel like a weight's been lifted? The pressure has gone a little bit?
Yeah.
Even just saying that to yourself?
Yeah, huge. But I will say, I don't know, is it when you come to 29, like say if I broke up with someone at 25, it would have been seen as a bit of a celebration and everyone would have been like, woo, come on, let's go out in the town. When you're kind of aging to 30, when you tell people you've left a long-term relationship, they kind of look at you as if your dog's after dying or they like knocked it down and they're kind of like, and they're like, oh, go, yeah, just go on. I know someone and I'm like, I'm actually telling friends of mine now who are constantly saying to me, what will be you next? Like I don't know if it's just a habit that we have in Ireland, but I'm just like, no. I'm like,
leave me
on my own.
Leave me
on my own.
Give me.
And then a man can come in and annoy me, but not right now.
Yeah. Finally, you've given advice for people who've just come out of a relationship. So just finally, anything else? People are just beginning their journey into the dating world. Forget about the apps. You said something really good about focusing on organic connections.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And anything else? Any last little tips?
Any last little tips? No, I think it's just...
Oh, Aidan, sorry. People keep texting and going, what was the name of the group dinner app?
Time Left.
Time Left. Okay, that was another good
time
tip.
Left.
Time
it's
Left.
Such good app. I had such good time. Because when I was using that app, I got talking to Professor Brendan Kelly. He's the head of psychiatry in Trinity College. And this is actually a bit of advice now to people, and it is something I think we need to take forward, because I just think apps, I really, like, I know they will work for some people, but for some people they're just not going to work. And he said, we have to remember that when we're making these connections online, okay, we spark a connection, but we aren't making it, which is why going down the organic route, trying to meet people in person, that, like, joining kind of clubs, like joining football, going, I don't know, starting up like a music class, anything, a dancing class, you never know what can build from that. But even if you don't find romance out of it, it's just going to build those skills for you to, like, get out more and be more confident in yourself and be more social, and then hopefully get those organic connections.
And that's all positive.
That's all
the
positive.
That's all about the journey.
That's
isn't
so much
it?
More positive than going on these dates and just being so heartbroken after like 3 dates and then being ghosted, or someone turning around and being like,
I couldn't do that.
And then just wasting your time. Like, I was talking to my father about this weekend, because we were like, Dad was like, it was so simple for him. It was just
I suppose
we didn't have, we have too much choice now. I think that is another problem. And Dad was like, you just went to like the dance hall and the women stood on one side and the men stood on the other, and then you might pick them out and then you're married.
Yeah.
And it was just, it just seemed easier. And no, I think we've overcomplicated it in a lot of ways.
We've overcomplicated it. Also, everything is so disposable for us.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, with the apps, it's made people disposable.
Exactly.
So we don't pursue with someone. If we get something that's a little bit of a turn off, or we're a little bit unsure, we're like, oh, I'm on to the next. Swipe, swipe. I'm on to that. They're just, we don't give anybody any time.
Yeah.
And that's why one thing that really resonated with me, and I'm sure it's resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you on 51552, is working on those organic connections, no matter what they are, because they're going to be better for you. It's a nicer journey and you can work on yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure you've resonated with a lot of people today. I wish you all the best on your year of being fabulous and being an absolute legend that you are. Aideen O'Connell, journalist. You'll come back and chat to us again about whatever is going on your life, whatever's happening.
I'll trauma dump again.
Yeah, trauma
Thanks
dump
everyone.
Again. We're here for you.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.